And whenever that happens, there's a gap in the continuity between past and future in your life. There is a gap in your life in the story of me, of presence, a gap of presence. And the more gaps of presence you have, the more alive you are. Does the story suffer? Can you no longer continue writing that fiction of me? No, you can. But it'll become literature. Your life from pure cheap fiction, soap opera. That's of course why people love watching on TV the so-called soap operas, because it's a reflection of their own life. Oh, that's good. They all live like that. And then your life assumes a depth. And the outcome doesn't matter anymore. It's just like the true work of literature. It's peripheral. The outcome is on the periphery of your life. Am I going to make it or not? Well, you may make it for a while, and then you hit bottom. So when you're sitting on the bus traveling towards the next thing in the story of me, the next thing becomes a little less important as you feel the aliveness of the present moment, even as you are sitting on the bus. Then the moment of arriving at the station is not that important. Still feels the same, because it's still now. And then you arrive at the station. And then you check inside. Is it still now? You have to... You never know. It might be in the next moment. Is this still the same now? Yeah, it is. The form has changed, but it's the same now. And then wherever you go, you have to check occasionally. Is it still now? Yeah, it is. Because the mind may try to convince you that it's not now. So you remain alive. Not only remain alive, you deepen the being. There's depth to who you are, regardless of the form of your story. Because if everybody's, let's say, a walking work of fiction, similar, the life story of each person is different. One could write a book about each of you. You could write your own book. As it unfolds, every day a new chapter. Wait for the next installment. That suddenly has far greater depth to it. And just as in great literature, what happens to you or what does not happen to you as the story unfolds is secondary. The now becomes primary, the depth of now. And then the external form of your life, of course, at times you add things to your life, things come to you, it seems to go very well, and then something happens and there comes a period of loss or of reduction, of letting go. That's all part of living. It can't go up and up and up. It doesn't make sense. Nothing in the world is a continuous getting better on the level of form. You can't get better and better as a form, better and better, and then you hit bottom, the final. Present, yes, that's better. To be present now. There's the qualitative. The improvement of your life is to do with the quality of the moment, not quantitative, how much success you have or how it unfolds or what the drama is of your life or the problematic things that haven't resolved themselves yet, and you don't know in the next few weeks or months of your life, these problematic things, your divorce proceedings, whatever people get involved in as part of the soap opera, how is it all going to end? Am I going to survive? Yes, you will survive probably the divorce proceedings or your bankruptcy proceedings or the acquisition of a new mansion somewhere. It's all form, ultimately not fulfilling and ultimately not even threatening. There's always the aliveness of this. Death is guaranteed to the form. Oh, that's okay, that's a relief. And also the essence of the so-called teacher, which is just a form, is yours. It's one with who you are. The truth that has been spoken is your truth. You recognized it as the truth, as if you were listening to yourself, because on a deeper level, you were listening to yourself. The voice arose in the field of consciousness. As you listen to it, I listen to it. That's all. There was no pre-planning. Now I'm going to teach them that. There's nothing to teach them. There's a oneness in the process. There's nobody to teach anything. Consciousness speaks. And you were still enough to listen. That's all. So this is not the end of anything, really. Just changing forms in the field of consciousness.